I think the models predict at the moment that the very intense weather events will become more intense. So hurricane, we will see more of the very intense end of the hurricane spectrum, for example, or here in the UK or Northern Europe, the sort of intense winter storms we occasionally get are predicted to become more likely. But I have to say, this is an area where, again, currently there is uncertainty because we're not able to really resolve the amount of detail that we need to get to be able to simulate accurately this type of intensity. When you see, you know, very, very severe winter storms or very intense hurricanes, the area of destructive, you know, the path of destruction of one of these things can be quite small compared with the grid spacing, you know, of a climate model. So when a climate model has a grid spacing of several hundred kilometers, it's going to have trouble simulating really intense destructive events. And that's one reason why it's really important to be able to devote more computer resources to really get the resolution of our climate models down to scales of a few kilometers where we can simulate this type of intensity.